Shinayim, Sif Zayim. The story about him, Zelif Nimizel. This case really is what we had before, but Mishpura kept saying, like, we'll say later on in Sif Zayim, so now we were familiar with the ideas in Sif Zayim. In your case, you have 7-10 houses, Zelif Nimizel, each one is behind the other. Every Mizel is Zabiotim Derech Chitzen L'Chatzer. They all travel out through the last one into the Chatzer. The picture. They all travel out into the Chatzer. So, so shnayim apanim panimiyim levad shichem liten be'eriv bashar potter. Only the two innermost ones need to contribute, and the rest do not need to. Shachashuv mekulam kebeishar, because they're considered like the beishar.
That's similar to the.
So we had the case
we had before,
right? So they kept saying like kadisla come on, this is Zion. This is it.
Yeah.
This is a gemara. No, she's only 10 Beirut. Shem Levad and Teres Bias Aleim, but Oistim Latalta Bechot. So those two have a din of bias. They were not contributing to the Erev, there'd be an Isser of carrying in the Erev. Chen Latalta Mizelazel, they can't carry from one to the other. Chen Mehem, Labat and Shelefdeim, you can't carry from them to the house, the other eight houses. Valbagav the Sheni, Habi Be Sharlapinim, Sharver Derechalab, the innermost fellow was walking through number two. When he's about to meet his bias, all is Kima the Havi Rak Shar Beish Shar Liyok. So that's what we had before. There's only Beish Shar Liyok. Shechim Mekulam like Beish Shar. Shekolechot Mehem who Beish Shar Lachol Apinimim Mimeno. Each one is a Beish Shar for the ones which preceded. Vayner Choshev Dira is lacking in a set of Dira Kimin Shavim Urmalo because it's a Rabin which is walking through them. The Fizet. Vay Shesh Besech Hashnech Adorim. In the case of a person has two inner rooms, Muskarim Lashnei Bnei Adam, he rents out these two inner rooms to individuals. Vavay Shlev Nech Adorim, Dorboi Balabais Ba'atzmai, Vavim Derech Halova, and the outer room is where the Balabais lives. He doesn't have any private room for himself. So it comes out, he's renting out these rooms, and they walk through his house to get to the outside. Same amount, the two renters have to give to the Eruv. So it comes out interesting, then the Balabayas is the Beishar, he's potter from giving an Eruv, and they are chayim giving an Eruv because they have a rented place.
In a rented place.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything interesting over here in the bottom?
There is one issue. In a case where they didn't contribute. So the outermost rooms are considered a beishar.
Right.
So their kelim are not also to carry out of the chotzer. Now, it's the same way we had a local that kelim which are in the chotzer.
Yeah.
If you don't make an eruv, you can't carry from the houses to the chotzer.
Right.
Kelim, we started out in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry.
Within the chotzer.
Within the chotzer. You know, it can move Naladam's in the chotzer. And, well, you know, we'll even see later on, there's a case of you carry from one chotzer. Kelim, which are Shabbos and chotzer A, can go to chotzer B. Kelim can't go from chotzer Bayis to chotzer A to chotzer B.
Right.
If you make an Aruba Chatzeris in the chotzer, to the chutz and the bias, then you can't carry from chutz to chutz. If you did not make a ruvach hetzeris in the chutz, the kelim which are shavus in the chutz, you can carry to another chutz which doesn't have a ruvach hetzeris. Because chutz to chutz is not considered a problem. It's just bias to bias is a problem, and chutz which is meshuvah to bias is the same thing as like a bias. So now these rooms which are beishar, they're the equivalent of chutz basically, in a certain sense. Because they have no din to give, they don't have to give any kelim, they don't have to give any bread into the Erev. So now you should argue that they, in case you didn't make an Eruv,
right,
their kelim are allowed to be taken out from their house into the chatzar, because they're considered like the equivalent of chatzar.
Right.
They're not a makom dira.
Because they're considered a beishar, so it's they're considered part of the chatzar, you're saying?
Right. They're not a makom dira. So
but not the guys on the inside, because they're like considered more like a house.
Right.
The two guys.
The two guys inside.
Yeah.
So then, now the question: can they, can the outer, can the inner two-most fellows who do have an iser,
yeah,
are they allowed to metal to the kelim in the bottom of Chitzoniyah? So this is the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos.
You mean without an eruv?
Without an eruv.
Yeah.
So this is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Sharatin says this is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. In other words, that much, the house will get a status. The building will get a status, these rooms will get a status vis-a-vis the inner ones who do have a din of Eruv, that it's also for them to carry there. They couldn't carry from one part of it to the other. And that's Rashi Shita, and Tosfos disagrees. Once it's not Osir, it wouldn't be Osir in the Chatzar, who would then it's not Osir to carry in it? Okay. Ches is a important. A person is a guest in the chatzar, even if he has his own, they gave him his own building, his own house. He wasn't there in a permanent way, it was 30 days or less. That if he doesn't contribute, he does not prohibit the rest of the people to carry. Everybody's allowed to carry. Bein Beveso, Bein Beveso, a lot of carry in his house, a lot of carry in their house. Fine. Comes Ramah. Filim Ha'orchim Rabim Balabayas Echod, they're considered tawful to him. They're his guests. We'll see in the Mishabura that it's Lab Dafka, if he's the one who remade, the Balabayas Kabua is the owner of these other houses. But since they're only there as a guest, they're considered tawful to him. And they don't need to contribute to the air.
I didn't catch what you said. That he's not the balabas of the other houses in the chutz, are you saying?
Right. Even if he's not the balabas of the other houses.
So they're the guests of somebody who's an absentee right now?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So they have no shaykhs to the balabas at all.
Right. But even so, since he's kavua and they're
and only, they're not,
they're not, right, so they're considered tuffle.
So then, you're saying they're guests, but they're not his guests necessarily.
Right.
Okay, now I understand.
That's the Bir Lacha kavua says it. Feel the horchem misarchem about them shenem shachem lahay balabayas kavua sheisham elodamacher shenem dorsham. Beinachem means well, the absentee owner is Jewish or not Jewish. Balabais echad kavua. Those are archim betelim legape. There's one kavua. The rest of which are roy. They're not there at keva. They're bolted to him. Avol archim beyachad oisim zazev. There's no miyad. If there's no balabais there, who's a kavua? Just a group got together. They all got together to come to spend the Shabbos together in hotel X. You know, for Shabbos. They're all archim. Or they rented, you know, you have like, you know, people can do timeshares. So the group of people got together and they went down and took three houses for a timeshare for a Shabbos, three houses in a courtyard together. So you none of them are there for 30 days.
Right.
So Oshim Zel Zemiyat, they would immediately be...
Not supposed to be renewing minyan today? No.
No.
I got an email, it says 7:45.
Where?
That was yesterday.
It was today you got one? Or yesterday?
My wife told me it was for today. I didn't look. My wife got one today.
Well, come on, so Shem and Shin Sadi Aleph. If it's a non-Jew there, that's a separate discussion. We have to do vis-a-vis the non-Jew. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah.
So who's the Bala Bayis making an Erev with? If they're all guests.
So if they're all guests and only, he's the only one who's there as Kavur, yeah. There'd be no need for an Erev.
There's no need for an Erev.
Right, if there's two Bala Bat and Kavur, they would have to make an Erev between the two of them. And the rest of the people are irrelevant.
So in a situation where, let's say, forget the Arachim for a minute, if you had one balabais with one house opening into a chotzer, he's a rich guy, he has a chotzer for himself, then he doesn't need an Erev.
Right.
So you're saying the Arachim is almost like they're not even there.
Right. Nun gimel hamisareich b'chotzer. Even if they're renting, they're not just guests in the classical sense. So they're paying for what they're being here, but since they're less than 30 days, so they're considered like a guest. The vice versa, and they have their own room, their own house. They're eating there and sleeping there. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch mentions b'fnei atzer, the moya b'yachid in balabayis. They're eating with the balabayas. If they eat with the balabayas, that's the arrangement. So they're his guests, even if they're staying there for the whole year, even if they're renting. But this is their makam achilas with the balabayas, so they can't ask them. The case that they're eating by themselves and they're sleeping by themselves. So they're there only for 30 days, or less. Now, we are asking mishloshim, but they're for more than 30 days. Even if they're not renting the house, they're borrowing the house. Sumikri kava, yotzi mekal areyach, he's no longer considered an areyach, and therefore he would make the chotzer prohibited to carry it. Misaradim kava atzam lechachila yotzi mishloshim oisim miyad. Now it doesn't have to be there 30 days. If he comes in the chachila with the arrangement, he's going to be there more than 30 days.
That's what I was wondering about.
He has a din of a keva immediately.
Yeah, I was thinking if he signs the year lease, so do we have to wait 30 days on this? It's obviously not. And what happens if it's the other way? What happens if he's not planning to live there more than 30 days? And then, let's say, the contract on his house has a delay, and he says, I have to live here another couple more weeks. So now it went up to 6 weeks. At what point do we consider him a guest?
Once he's there for 30 days. So
it makes a difference,
right,
what the situation is.
Right.
So it starts from the 30-day period, or when he knows he's going to need it longer.
Well, in that scenario, let's say he's basically now deciding to stay for more than 30 days. Right, so then we start from then.
It starts from when he knows.
Right. Now, because of Taz, the Beyerse Mishloshim Dasrina and Davka be Misarech, but welcome Shane Kahal. Welcome Shesh Kahal, Boysim Rubich at Seir is Bear Pesach Katarkenu, Osport the Gambazer, Kilei Bezin Mastal, called the Urim Shane Yutosu. I mean, once you have the regular system which you do in the city, where we're setting up an Erev with intention to use it for all of the people who will join the city. So included in that is these people which are coming in for these 30-day plus periods. So they're automatically covered nowadays by our arrangements. But the case over here, therefore, has to be nowadays. I mean, there's not anymore, they didn't do that arrangement necessarily, but nowadays we do that, so it's only relevant in a case where there's no kahal there. That was making such arrangements. Mikom Malkum, Toy Bumakum Shiesh Yerid, and they have one of the big fairs. People come for more than 30 days. So in that situation where the Kohal knows about it, you should say explicitly, you're including even these type of guests, we have before in Shin Sam of Love. The second opinion said,
What sip are you talking?
Shin Sam of Sif Tes. Right, so the Yesh Erman said that it works even if you do not do it explicitly, you rely on Leib Bez and Masna. The first opinion said, you have to explicitly include all of the future guests.
Yes, right.
So the second opinion said it's automatic. So it's just saying, if you know that you're going to be having your Eidim, so it would be proper for the when they make the Eidim to say explicitly, for all of the guests, and we know we're going to have guests. We know that this is going to happen every year. It happens, so you should speak it out this way. In order that, according to the first opinion, it says you have to say it explicitly, it will be covered. Because as opposed to the second version, which says it's automatic,
and the one that says it's automatic, they would include those two.
Correct.
They shouldn't be worse than people who just move in.
Right.
For including people who are actually moving in and never lived there before, so why not include somebody's
there for a few weeks? More than 30 days, yeah. Okay, now, Nudvav, Eno Oyster. Yesh Armim, Tefil Rogo Lov Oysham, Kamapamim, the Yisraeli. The fellow comes regularly, never stays more than 30 days, but he comes regularly. But since he never stays more than 30 days, each time that he's there, so he doesn't, not considered a permanent residence, mm-hmm. Considered a guest each time. But Yesh Mishamachmir Bazet, and say that since he comes regularly, even each time less than 30 days, but the reality is he's not just a guest anymore, he's a person who's Kavuyah. Kamalin Yanakum, Mesim Shin Pedal, Tzeval, Avayin Shom. The same way with this halacha would apply to the case of a non Jew, which you say over there later on, that. If he's there, comes regularly, he's considered a. It says over here, pays ration on Dalit. Imu rogal lova osamiyad. If he comes regularly, he asks. If he made a rogal and osach lachar shlishimiyad. If he comes regularly, he's a problem right away. If he doesn't come regularly, then it has to be that he's planned to stay there for 30 days. So you see that after dinner over there. So that's the Yesh Mishamach. What's the understanding of the first opinion? Holds it because that were more machmer when it came to the issue of a goy, that you need to hear issues from the goy, being with the goy, that say a person who's rogel is a problem, whereas the Gabi Yisrael, they didn't give it him a status of living there that it should be a problem. Okay. Oh, it's an important bit, the Sharat Sian and Chavtes. He said the person there more than 30 days is a problem. He adds in, it's all talking about whether I don't have the power to vacate him at any given moment. Because if I have that power, that's what we said before, that if I have the power to be misalik him and remove him, even if he's there for longer than 30 days, he's not considered a kavua, because at any time, point in time, I can put him out.
Right.
There was a discussion, how do we apply that to a case of a hospital?
Right.
So there are some poskim. Let's switch over here. Okay. Tefillim Orchim Rabim. Nami Batelim Batabi Balabais and Nasim Kanche Beso. If there's more than more Orchim than the Rar Kavuim, it doesn't make a difference. Abu Barcham Yachar, if you only have your Orchim, it's Lemma Shalohoya, Shomrak Orchim Bechotzer. Marvish Yeshu Cholecha, Cherim Yuchad Achila, Moshe Kosim Besit Kimmel. They have their own place where they eat, so they're separate. All you have is these people, it's guests, and that's all you have. So then, Oysim, they will answer each other. Given the lack of Khan Kavua, she only needs to follow them. There's nobody Kavua that they can consider secondary to. So, Abu Kishar Balabatim, so they're the Balabatim for now. Marko Bishoy Sechotzer Hoyachotzer Yechidi. Talking about it was a, like this separate Chotzer, not part of a city. Nowadays, Al Kinzarcha Beir, Yesham Oid Chaser Shah Yisrael. Kedin. You have a city which is surrounded with a city Erev. This chatzar is all just the guests, but there are other chatzars in the city which are Balabatim Kavua. But we don't look at chatzar b'chatzar. We look at the whole city as one big unit now because there's a big Erev around the whole city. And then in this city there are Kavua. So these people are considered guests compared to the other chatzars which are Kavua. But tell you, Hani Erechim, Lekami Balabatim Hakum Shabir, and the other chatzars. Yesha Asuya Batikun Mavuos Kedin, which has been closed properly, Hikashuba Kulika Chotzer Achaz Bukhanal. So we deal with it like one big Chotzer, and in this Chotzer there are people which are, this city, be Ayah the Chotzer, it's considered there are people which are Kabuam there. These people therefore considered to fail. But in case there's nobody else, they ask us Elze. Vim Hub Mokum Akum Samav, Tzichum Elisha Gamashusa. And therefore, in a case where there would be a goy there, they're considered kavum. They would need to rent rishus also.
Are we going to discuss later how it works with goyim? Because it's
it's going to come.
Because it's referencing it, but I don't. Yeah, we were, I remember discussing.
We have a different. Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't write it.
I know. I didn't blame you. I'm just saying. You know, it's, I feel like I'm missing some of the pieces. You know?
Yes, it is frustrating. I don't feel like Mishab Sarak Shabbos Achas. They're all there for one big Shabbos together. That's still going to be a problem. Now, and based on this din, so come along, some come along and say it comes out like this: that in a hospital, which all you have is Orchim,
right?
There's no Balabais to be tofel to them. So even you consider them like Orchim and Masal Sluke, but there's no Balabais with them,
right?
So you would need a Ruvach Hatzeris in the hospital.
I'm just thinking if anybody else lives there. No, I guess not. The doctors don't live there.
Right. The only thing is, the all you have, like, you know, once upon a time, the old hospitals used to have, like, you know, some of the nurses would live there and stuff like that, you know.
But didn't we say that the ghost bus or pita where he eats?
Right.
So there are doctors that eat there? There are nurses that eat there?
Right, but it's only if that's in Malcolm Kavua to eat.
They have a cafeteria. They eat there.
Right. I'm saying, but let's say, you know, they have a place, they have a Malcolm Kavua at home to eat also. In other words, their Iker Malkum passes at home. They go home every night to eat bread. They eat at home. They're just for lunch. They're there for lunch. They eat bread. That's not their Malkum Kavua for meals.
Well, even if you say, let's say, that they're sometimes there for a few days.
So, right, but at the same time, you know, they have a home they go to, and that's their Iker Malkum
Pass. Then that doesn't count.
You would have a janitor which lives there, and he takes all his meals there, you know, maybe. But, you know, I remember the biography of Shrestha Selma. She lived in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't married. She lived there.
Yeah.
So, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't have that. It's not a common thing nowadays. Comes along the Betzel HaKochma. He quotes Betzel HaKochma. Betzel HaKochma was Rebbe Betzel Stern Olav HaShalom. He was the Debre Sinner's older brother. He grew up already in Europe also.
It's quoted here?
He quotes it in the Dirshu.
Oh, in the Dirshu, not Mishmur.
No. So he's never said his older brother. And before dying wife, he's off to Rav Yungreis, I think it was Nifter. And they offered the position of the guy with the Eidach Haredus. First, they offered it to Rav Betzel Stern before they offered it to Dayan Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
So you get an idea of caliber of who we're talking about. You know, the one thing with that is that they're a guy, you know, the people they offered to are Chasher Yidden. So he has a Shuba. He wants to tell you that there's no here by a hospital to answer this issue. If they'd be renting the rooms not really renting the room, but what they're really renting is the right to be there for refuah purposes, which includes the refuah and the food, etc. And the rooms are, you know, officially the hesed that they charge you for the room, quote unquote, but not really charging for the room. They're charging you for all the services that you have in the hospital.
Right.
It's not a real rental on the room. So you don't get in that situation, you don't get it. You end up with a shame oreach, even though there's no balabayas. You're not a balabayas there.
So you're not considered an oreach. What do you consider then when
you're considered an oreach, not a balabayas. Oh. His case was over here. If there's only orachim, so there's nobody to them to be tufel to.
Oh, okay.
But that's the sense that the oreach has a room and he has a place, etc. I don't have room even.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The pshat is, the balabayas didn't give me my room. He gave me a place that I have a right to eat and sleep. But he's maintaining the bylaws over that. That's not considered like that they have any type of bylaws that they should be needed for an eruvah chatzeris.
I mean, now it's a little different because now a lot of the new hospitals, they have a lot of private rooms. But years ago, you didn't get a room. You got a bed.
Right, he's telling you, even if the balabais will give you a room, like the same case over here. You have a bais, bifnei atzma. The balabais said, listen, I'm giving you the house, bifnei atzma, right? And you can eat there and you can sleep there. V'yachav v'yashin shom, and it's for skiris, or it's even for shi'ilav, you're there for 30 days, you're a problem. And that same adrega, there's no balabais there. You're there for one day, it's a problem. So he's been mechadish that, but if I have a case where I can understand what you're doing, that I have no schusim in the I come and I borrow your house. I don't really own your house. I'm just borrowing it. But while I'm borrowing it, I have a right to this room.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So it's right, I borrowed the room. Or I rented the room. That would be the correct language.
Right.
So he's saying over here, the way we look at it in the hospital, I'm not borrowing a room or renting a room. I am coming to the hospital for medical needs, mm-hmm. and they're giving me a place to stay.
Right.
So there, the balabos giving me a place to stay. So I have a less of a status. I wouldn't the hospital. Mm-hmm. That's how he deals with it. We bring some poiskim who say it's a problem that you need a ruach hatzeris in the hospital. He brings actually from a. Chaim Shor was the Ben Ishchai. His issue wasn't the hospital; it was more like a machna hesker, which is like a.
You would need an Arab to carry from where to where in the hospital. To the corridors.
From that room to the corridor.
To the corridor.
Okay. Simon Shinayin Aleph, Kshechem ibnei Chotzer Nifr Misham Emes.
So what are we paskin? How do we paskin?
I think a lot of poskim are making on it, at least in America. I don't know what they're saying, so I don't know.
Like, for example, sometimes you have a situation where if you're visiting somebody in the hospital over a Shabbos, you know, if it's a walking distance like Holy Cross, and sometimes they have, you know, like if you want to take out, they have sometimes food for people who are, you know, from people. So if you say, I want to, you know, take a soda and bring it into the room, if you can't carry, you got a problem there.
See, it's interesting.
Because the refrigerator is in the corridor, typically, and whoever you're visiting is in the room, so.
So the hector would be the, but what I think is more interesting is, like a Bikur Cholim room.
Right, something like that.
So Bikur Cholim room, which is, they talk and get like a certain bylaws over the room. The Bikur Cholim arranges with the hospital, it's different than a patient.
Right.
They have a certain bylaws over that room, and that's their room, and they have, you know, the hospital isn't going into that area, without okay. their rishus.
Okay.
Say your taka rented a room. So now they rented a room, but they're so I'm being oreach in that room.
Yeah.
If I'm staying in the Bikur Cholim room, you know, they have a bed there for the guests or something like that. I would taka become like a balabos there. So if there's two of us there.
Yeah.
So now we might need an eruv chatzeris. Because there's two people, there's two rooms. I have my room and he has his room.
Yeah.
You know. So now there's two of us who have a kviyas here.
But we're not balabatim, we're orim. I mean,
Good, but there's no balabas there. That's the case over here. There's no balabas there. There's only Archim. Then you need Ruvach Hatzeris. So that's, I think, more challenging.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know how they deal with that. And once you need Ruvach Hatzeris, you need Schiris Vishus. Maybe part of the arrangement with the, I don't know. Let's just hop right over here a little bit. Shechem b'nei chotzer nifrim nisham anis. Echem b'nei chotzer sheniach beis v'holok b'shavas b'chotzer acheres. So one of the people from the chotzer did not, for this Shabbos he was somewhere else. Even if it wasn't out of town, it was in the same city, but a different chotzer. Filoisus smuchal chotzer was nearby. He did not plan to use his Shabbos. He decided to go down the other side of town, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. There's a Shabbat Brochus over there. He's spending that Shabbos on that side of town for the Shabbos. So he's not planning to come back to his house on Shabbos. He does not need to contribute to the Erev of that Shabbos. The Memorim is B'Yisrael. If we're talking about the person who's left for Shabbos, is it true? Any Yehudi, if the person who's left is any Yehudi, which we have, the way we deal with that is by renting Mishos and renting. Even if he went to a different city, he's still going to make a problem, make it also for them to carry. You still have to do Skiris Mishos, even though he's not going to be here, because he could come back anytime on Shabbos. He's able to travel. He's able to travel, he has no Shabbos idea. Well, I'm spending Shabbos there. Right? It doesn't have such a kvias. He's within one day's travel, which he'd be able to come back on Shabbos. If he's further distant, and also he will not arrive on Shabbos, then he doesn't answer. Even a non-Jew, if he decided to go somewhere else and he planned to be there, so he was Mesiach Das, and he's not going to be here for Shabbos, so you don't need to rent from him. The Chenir Iker, the Ramos, says, I hold that the second Pshat is correct. If he does arrive back on Shabbos, and come on, Shimon, Simon, Shin, Pei, Gimel, so what do we do then? So we say, since the beginning of Shabbos, do we say, listen, if you're accepting this Pshat, that the fact that he went to the Shabbos somewhere else makes it that he becomes irrelevant and not part of this culture for the Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So then he came back in the middle of Shabbos. Well, the beginning of Shabbos was Mutter, it remains Mutter.
Right.
Or do you say, no, now it's the Goy Muslim Afreya.
But he never planned to leave.
That he really was planning to be there for Shabbos.
Planning to come back.
And therefore, it comes out retroactively, you didn't have a good Erev. So that's discussed later on. Mishabura Aleph, Mibne Echem Echotzer, but Tam, the Dira, Beloy Ba'alim, Loishma Dira. So that this it's a close to the Gemara, but the Mandomer in the Gemara words close to Tanoim, who says that this case this is a local issue, because even though the person owns the place but he's not living there, it's a dira b'lo b'ayalim. For this purpose, it's not a dira. They do not make it also to carry, even though they do not contribute because they're not here.
I think 8:15.
Okay. Not just he left, but the whole family left before Shabbos. Even if he left on Shabbos, that was the plan. Beginning of Shabbos, he's going to leave. He went to the other chatzar on Shabbos. He doesn't come back later on. And the Bir Lochav here brings a lot of sheet that is holy, and it has to be happened, not like this. The Morgan of Roman says it can happen on Shabbos. If he's planning to come back, then he does answer. No, I'm sorry. And the Yehudi, even if he went somewhere else, since we assume he could come back, unless he's so far away that he couldn't make it back. Well, you know he traveled to a different city. You don't know when he started returning. Maybe he just he's within distance already. Then I'm not mechir the chashish. Some say that the guy also yamakum. I'm a tashak also the yamakum. Rogo lachal lebeis of asiyam. Also the chaliyama. Chamarish nholok ledas lish b'sham chaliyam. He had intent to go there and stay the other place for the whole day. So then he doesn't ask. Even if you tell me the case of a goy's mutter, it's only mutter by a different city.
Mm-hmm.
If he's in the same city, a different chotzer, so that's too far. And that's too close. He left, not planning to come back, said for now, this is not his place to live.